After proposing the incorporation of plan-based options as a marked innovation in the Lactalis Group, Sarah introduces to the team the idea of decarbonization and how they could adapt it in Spain for Lactalis Group.
Good morning, Daniel and Tony. As you know, we are here today to discuss the need to adapt decarbonization in Spain for Lactalis Group.
Yes, Sarah. This is an important topic and we need to address it seriously.
Absolutely. Our company is committed to reducing our carbon footprint and we need to take action to achieve this goal.
I agree. Spain has committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050 and Lactalis Group needs to do its part to help achieve this goal. We need to implement a decarbonization strategy that is aligned with the country's objectives.
That's right. We need to focus on reducing our emissions from our operations, such as our factories and transportation, as well as our supply chain.
We also need to consider renewable energy options, such as solar and wind power, to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels.
Yes, and we need to invest in new technologies that can help us reduce our emissions, such as electric vehicles and energy-efficient equipment.
And we need to involve our employees and stakeholders in this effort, to ensure that everyone is committed to our decarbonization goals.
Absolutely. This is a team effort, and we need everyone on board to make this happen.
So, let's get started on developing our decarbonization strategy for Spain. We have a lot of work to do, but I'm confident that we can achieve our goals and make a positive impact on the environment.
I agree. Let's work together to make this happen.
As the meeting came to a close, the three colleagues felt energized and motivated to begin the work of developing a decarbonization strategy for Lactalis in Spain. They knew that the task ahead would be challenging, but they were committed to making a positive impact on the environment and contributing to a more sustainable future.